Roger, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us here on the Daily Program. Now, technology, it's changing at an incredibly fast pace. We've seen incredible advancements in the last couple of decades. But intelligent machines, where are we at with the idea of true artificial intelligence at the moment?
Well, as you mentioned, there's a dramatic shift happening in the internet. As we know, there are more devices coming online than computers. And those devices, many of them have sensors that enable them to sense what's happening around them. This includes our smartphones, wearable devices like Fitbit and Garmin, but also sensors that are used to monitor the health of structures or track animals as they go about in the landscape. Now, also these devices have their own processors that allow them to learn as they go. So it's a form of artificial intelligence that's running on these tiny devices.
So how exactly would these devices not only allow them to learn from humans and from construction and the like, but actually learn from one another, to communicate and learn from one another?
So basically, these devices can only learn from situations that they've seen before. Just like people only know what they've seen in real-life situations. However, by allowing them to share what they've learned with other nearby devices, that can accelerate how quickly they learn and how well they adapt to new situations. So it produces a multiplicative effect into their speed of learning and their ability to adapt.
Well, that's actually quite an interesting point, the speed at which they're able to adapt, because I would imagine dealing with us sort of, slow, clumsy, flesh and blood humans, learning from humans and the like, they're going to be a great deal slower than learning from one another, where communication is, for lack of a better word, instantaneous. So looking at how machines might learn if they are communicating back and forth with one another, would we see something of an extraordinary advancement compared to the current technology?
It's certainly a possibility and has a lot of potential. What we should note also is that this sharing of what they learned does come at a cost. So these devices would be limited in terms of the battery sizes there and the processing capability. So it might not work or be suitable in any kind of sensing scenario, but it has a lot of potential, and it's still a very early field that requires a lot of investigation.
Well, in terms of processing power, let's say the IBM supercomputer Watson, it could arguably replace human abilities to complete knowledge retrieval tasks, which it does for the, it's already able to do for U.S. intelligence agencies. Now, knowledge retrieval tasks, it's quite sophisticated, really, in the way in which it is thinking. So if it is... Is it just processing power that's actually holding these kind of devices back?
Not really. So energy is a major consideration for these sort of devices, particularly the ones that are part of this Internet of Things, where you have billions of these devices spread across the world. They're on their own. They have limited processing, as you said, but also limited energy. Sometimes they get energy from the environment through solar panels and the like. But the power of this shared learning is that the intelligence is distributed and embedded in our everyday devices rather than being centralized at IBM in one big computer.
I guess the strength is you have stated that these devices would not have a communication link to the internet due to cost and remoteness when we are talking about these AI devices, but they can gather information locally and learn the specific patterns in observed sensor data that may predict fault. So looking at that kind of thing, if we were to combine these kind of reasoning powers, what might we see coming out of that?
So certainly we have deployed a lot of sensors to look at the structural integrity of bridges.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing there is faults don't come by every day. So whenever you find a fault, it's important to share that information across with other sensors that may have not seen the fault so that they can predict when faults might happen with a better ability. So it really speaks to that faster learning of new situations and the ability to respond and manage them better.
Well, Roger, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time coming on, having a bit of a chat with us about this one.
Thank you very much.